My name is Lawrence Reyes, and this is the P&B Governance Committee meeting for June 23rd, 2021. And we will start off with taking the roll. Nancy Tabanatomi from KPFT. Secretary, can you please take the roll?
Yes, and it is 8:44 p.m.
Oh, thank you.
Time.
Thank you.
Alan Beek. Alan is here. Alan is present. Daniel Borgstrom from KPFA. Daniel? I do not hear Daniel. Okay, William Crozier from KPFT.
I'm here.
Bill is here. Vanessa Dixon Briggs from WPFW.
Here.
Vanessa is present. William Heerwagon from WBAI.
Present.
William is present. Wally James from KPFT.
Here.
Wally is present. Lydia Ponce from KPFK.
Present.
Lydia is present. Lawrence Reyes from KPFK.
Presente.
Lawrence is present. Eileen Rosen from WPFW.
I'm here.
Eileen is present. James Sagerton from WBAI.
Here.
James is present. Ananti Saibaranaditomi from KPFT. I'm present. Tom Borges from KPFA.
Tom is here.
Tom is present. Right. Michael D.D. White from WBAI. Michael from WBAI? I do not hear you, Michael. Lewis Wolf from WPFW. Lewis,
I'm going to call Lewis Wolf because sometimes he forgets. I'm going to call him.
Carol Wolfley from KPFA.
Carol here.
Carol is present. Okay, good. We have quorum. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Wow. Wonderful. 12 out of 15.
Okay, Secretary, I have Lou Wolf on my phone. Lou, you want to say your presence?
Lewis Wolf. Yeah, Lewis Wolf from WPFW.
That's right, yes.
Okay,
I'm a member of the local station board here for 6 years now.
Okay, thank you, Lewis.
Yeah.
We have 13 present out of 15. We have quorum.
Okay, did Donna Bolston come on the call and Carol Wolfley and
I'm here, Lawrence.
Okay, all right.
Daniel is not present, and I have a wrong telephone number for him. Every time I call him, it's Sharon Adams' telephone, so I don't have the right number for Daniel.
Okay.
Anybody have Daniel's correct number?
Maybe Tom or the other folks from
Tom,
KPFA.
Yeah, Tom, call Daniel and tell him we're having a coverage meeting.
That's him.
Chairman, okay, I recognize James.
Yeah, go ahead, James.
I just wanted to note that Sharon Adams had a message in the chat or in the on the text message that said, please remove this number with some capital letters and many exclamation points. So maybe we could help her out by removing that.
Oh, that's
a mistake on the list Otis gave me.
Please take it off, Nancy.
Yes, I will. A request,
please. Okay.
Yeah, I think what might have happened is Adams is near Borgstrom, and maybe somebody misread it on the list.
Okay. So I believe Arlene did put a list of telephone numbers together, so maybe we should double check to see and cross-reference it.
I'll check that. It's probably my fault, but I'll check.
Okay.
Chair, this is Nancy. About the membership and their contact information, the secretary of the LSB should send that to Polina, and she sends it to Otis, or the secretary can send to both, the secretary of the PNB and Otis, then they both get it. Then Otis will give it to me, and then I'll get the right numbers. But her number should not be there. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I hope Tom is trying to contact Daniel.
I'm working on
Michael D.D.Y. is missing.
Okay, Michael D.D.Y. is present. Okay.
No. He's not present. So if James or somebody else from I could, or William could tell him.
Okay, Nancy, hold on, please. So what I want to say is that those members from different stations, because there's somebody from each station, please nudge your secretary to submit an updated roster or just submit the roster that they have. Okay? Let's move on, please.
I did call Michael.
Oh, thank you.
Is that Michael?
No, I called him. I'm saying this is James.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm surprised that he's, you know, it's pretty good in terms of attending meetings. Okay, so we are at appointment of timekeepers. Who wants to be a timekeeper?
Yeah, I'll do it. This is Lou.
Lou? Thank you, Lou.
Thank you, Lou.
Sure. Now, tell me what the time limits.
90 seconds per speaker.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So now we go to agenda approval. That's a five-minute item. Are there any additional items for the agenda? I think Nancy submitted a motion.
Yes.
I suggest we're not going to discuss the merits of the motion because that's if it gets put on the agenda, then we could once we get to that item, it'll be on the new business. Are there any objections to putting? So Nancy, it says motion 5A and motion 5B, right?
Oh, I have not seen where she put it. Eileen.
Okay, but is it 5A and 5B? Is it about replacing words?
No. It's a new motion.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on one second.
Excuse me, Chair.
Yeah, go ahead.
I did not add it to the agenda. I sent out a draft agenda, and that was it.
Okay.
Right.
So the two motions, we already dealt with it. The ones that are in the agenda, we already dealt with the motion Article 7 in regards to amending and replacing the words station budgets to prepare and submit that station's budget. We dealt with it last week, and it did not prevail as far as I know. So let's disregard that. And then the other one we also dispense with, the one on a resolution on the hate crimes against Asians. So I think we dispense with that as well. And the PNB did pass a motion, a resolution. I believe that came from KPFA, and it was amended a few times, and then we passed that resolution. Yes. Please identify yourself. Please identify yourself for the stream.
What?
Please identify yourself for the stream.
Okay, this is Nancy from KPFT, and I sent a minute of the last meeting, and I sent it to everybody. I think everybody should have gotten it sometime this morning, I think.
So the
only thing, and then I'm trying to find, Eileen made a kind of a draft agenda, and I think the only thing that was left
okay,
on there was...
Okay, Nancy, hold on,
yeah?
Please. We are not on the approval of minutes. Is there any reason that you're talking about the minutes now?
Yes, because she put a draft agenda, but if she had seen the minutes, maybe she didn't see the minutes. A lot of things were sent to, one thing was sent to finance, one thing was voted down, and I mean, it says it in the minutes, so.
Send the minutes again to the committee, please.
Okay, I'm going to look for them. Can't remember when I sent them.
Okay.
Excuse me, Chair?
Hold on, please. I hear Eileen.
Again.
Please mute yourself if you're not speaking. Go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah, I reorganized the minutes a little bit to make them easier to read. I just cut in case.
Oh, there they are.
Nancy said, Nancy, please stop. Don't talk right now. I'm talking. It's I sent them to you along with the agenda. So if you got the agenda, you also got the minutes.
Are they two separate documents, Eileen?
They're two separate documents in one email.
Oh, that's why I don't see them. That's why I don't see them. I thought they were part of the agenda. Okay. So, Eileen, would it be too much to ask you if you could resend, please?
No, I can do that. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Chair, this is James.
Go ahead, James.
I wanted to say I received them at 4:40 p.m. Eastern time, if anybody wants to try and locate it.
That helps. Let's see.
Carol for the staff.
Yes, Carol.
So it sounded like there was two items being added to the agenda. Could somebody read those?
Okay, there's only one item that was added to the agenda, I believe. But we will certainly read them. So the motion that I have, that Nancy sent to the committee, is a motion. Oh, what happened to it?
Daniel
is attempting to call in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Is that Daniel?
Cool.
Daniel,
yeah.
Okay, Daniel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Please
good.
Mark them present.
14 of 15.
Okay. Agenda. Let's see. I think this is it. Okay, so, Carol, what I see is a motion from Nancy. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, I'm not at my computer, so I just wondered, in order to approve the agenda, it would be helpful just to read what that motion is about.
Very good, Matt. Very good, Carol. Okay, so I will read the motion. The motion says, motion for correction of KPFA LSV violation of open meetings. Whereas in the Pacifica bylaws, Article 7, the organization boards, Section 6, meetings, C, members and public participation, other LSV meetings shall be open to the public and to all members with the exception of those meetings. Wait, what happened to it? I'm having problems with my computer. But those meetings dedicated to or predominantly regarding personnel, proprietary information, litigation, and in California recording law, if one attends a public meeting, i.e. a meeting of a governmental body, it requires to be open to the public by law in the state of California. One may make an audio or video unless the state or local body holding that meeting determines that the recording disrupts the proceeding by noise, illumination, or obstruction of view. Reference, California period Government Code 11124.1 brackets A and California Government Code 54953.5 brackets A, and whereas the KPFA LSV is in violation of open meeting requirements as found in the KPFA LSV meeting draft agenda of March 20th, 21 by line 36, no video recording permitted at LSV meetings, which was approved by the KPFA LSV in August 18, 2018, to restricting freedom of speech in the Zoom chat, March 20th, 2021, KPFA LSV draft agenda 24th line, the use of the Zoom chat option is reserved for LSV members only. 3, threatening removal if there is not compliance with the above announced rules in the second paragraph, which starts with speak each other respectfully, line 17. If a situation arises when a participant is not willing to honor the above agreement after the agreements are brought to their attention, that person may be asked to leave the meeting or be removed. Therefore, be it moved that the PMB instruct the governance bodies that a recording of audio and video of any open PMB committee meetings, including LSV and LSV committee meetings by PMB committee members, other LSV members have, or the public cannot be prohibited. B, use of Zoom chat feature by the public and PMB meet committees and LSV and LSV committees meetings shall be allowed. And C, the PMB deems the KPFA LSV with the date executed. Oh, no. Resolution August 18, 2018, we refer to above as no, and instructs the KPFA LSV to amend those minutes by adding notify with the date executed and orders the KPFA LSV to make the following announcement in its meetings, notices, and also immediately at the roll call at its next three meetings by order of the PMB. The KPFA LSV shall allow the public and LSV members to record audio and video of open LSV and LSV committee meetings. Furthermore, the KPFA LSV invites the public to communicate via chat feature, the use of which shall be explained during the meeting, and or send an email address to the LSV listserv, such as KPFA LSV at googlegroups.com. Okay, that's the motion. That's a lot to bite on. I will open it up. The discussion is whether to put it on the agenda or not. We will discuss the merits of the motion when we get to it. Anybody want to make a motion to put it on the agenda?
Yes, Alan Beek makes that motion.
Okay. Thank you, Alan Beek. We don't need a second in committee. Anybody in opposition?
Yes, I'm in opposition.
And who is that, Carol?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I recognized you. Yeah, sorry, Carol.
There's errors in the California law. That requirement is for government meetings. So government meetings are required to be open to the public. This is not a government meeting. It's a nonprofit organization and is not required to have the same kind of videotaping.
Okay, is that it, Carol?
There's other errors in what was written and a lack of understanding of legal provisions and the use of chat and the autonomy of an LSB to set their own meeting guidelines and agreements. It seems like it's bordering on harassment to single out an LSB and to punish them for trying to have orderly meetings. So there are other errors that have been circulated by other board members and from other stations saying that, people were not allowed. But I just want to clarify that what happened at the last meeting was that there was a restriction saying at the beginning of the public comments, people were asked to sign up and say how many people were wanting to make a public comment, and we divided the time up in an appropriate way, and then people could make a public comment. And there were accusations made that people weren't allowed to speak, but because they weren't there at the beginning of the allotted time. And we did ask that people on the PNB not be the first to speak, that we gave a priority to people who were not on the PNB. It had nothing to do with other governance people. It was only for PNB members. And it wasn't that they couldn't speak. It was that it was an order, and we ran out of time because people did not...
Point of order, William. State your point of order, William.
Are we trying to put, if we're trying to put this on the agenda, then this discussion is...
Nancy, I mean, thank you. Thank you, William. Your point is well taken. Carol, just state your reasons for your objection.
That it constitutes misinformation and harassment of KPFA, singling it out.
Okay, got it.
If you want to censure us, you know, do it in a responsible way.
Okay. Thank you. So that's why you opposed putting it on the agenda, right?
Definitely.
Okay. Who spoke up just now? Who is it? Daniel? Go ahead, Daniel.
Yes. I want to speak in favor of this motion, and I'm from KPFA, and we do need to have this thing on. The only objection to this can be that sometimes at our LSB we have had undignified behavior, which becomes very embarrassing when it gets a videotaped. And we had such a videotape, by the way, of stuff that happened a few years ago. That's the only objection. And I am much in favor of this motion.
Got it. You are pro for the moment.
Point of order.
Put it on the agenda. State your point, Carol.
Yeah. So I think there's an allegation, an assumption being made without any proof. I think it's
okay, Carol.
To attribute motives to other people.
That's not a point of order, Carol. That's a comment. If you feel like there was a rule violated or a mistake in the process, then that would be a point of order.
Okay.
What you're stating now is a comment. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
This is James.
Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I don't. I agree that we should not be discussing the merits, which seems like where we're going. But I think Carol did state a rule that was violated. She said that the speaker had impugned someone's motives.
Okay. Are you done, James?
Yes, thank you. Sorry. Should have said something.
Okay, that's a good point. Somebody has a request for information?
Yeah, this is Nancy. Shall I take a roll call vote for adding this or...
Hold on one second, Nancy. We're still in discussion. You're a little ahead of me today. I'm a little punchy, so bear with me. I've been dealing with the government all day. Okay, so, guys, so are there any other objections, any pros or cons for somebody that hasn't spoken? Or should we go to a vote whether to put this on the agenda or not? Okay, hearing no objections to going to a vote. Secretary, please take the roll on this motion.
Okay, this is a yes vote means to add this this motion to
the agenda.
Agenda.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Alan Beek from KPFK.
Yes.
Beek, yes. Daniel Borgstrom from KPFA.
Yes.
Daniel, yes. William Crozier from KPFT. Bill, are you muted? Okay, I'll come back. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs from WPFW?
Yes.
Vanessa, yes. William Heerwagon from BAI? William Heerwagon?
Abstain.
Abstain. William Abstain. Wally James from KPFT?
Abstain.
Abstain, Wally abstain. Lydia Ponce from KPFK?
Yes.
Lydia votes yes. I can't read my writing. Lawrence Reyes, I'll come back to you. Eileen Rosen from WPFW?
Pass.
Eileen pass. James Sagerton from WBAI? James?
Muted.
James?
Yes.
Oh, pass. Okay, James, pass. Nancy
Sabron.
Nancy.
Said yes. Nancy. I said yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. James Sabron said yes. Okay. From KPFT, Nancy Sabron and Aritomi, I will vote yes. From KPFA, Tom Borges.
Tom votes yes.
Tom votes yes. Okay, and Michael D.D. White from B.A. Dye, are you here? Okay, I don't hear him. I don't hear Michael. WPFW, Lewis Wolf?
Yes.
Lewis votes yes. And from KPFA, Carol Wolfley?
No.
Carol votes no. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
William, I'd like to change my vote.
Okay. I'm going back to William Heerwagen from WBAI.
I'd like to vote yes.
William votes yes. Okay, and William Crozier, are you here? I'm not hearing Bill. Okay. Yes. All right, and pass. Eileen Rosen from WPFW.
I'll say yes.
Eileen Rosen, yes. And anybody else pass? Did Michael D.D. White get on? Okay. Okay, we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10, yes. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And no, we have one, just one, okay. One no. And we have abstain, we have one abstention. Okay, Chair, how would you like to vote?
I would like to say I'm present, not voting.
Present.
Please let it be correct that I'm present, not voting.
There were two abstentions. Yeah, I was one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, Wally was one of them, and somebody else was
Wally?
Another.
Who's speaking just now? I see
this
Wally.
One. Yeah.
Wally was an abstention, and I don't see any other abstention. Who was speaking? Somebody.
William was an abstention. I changed it to yes.
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Got it right. Thank you for helping.
Okay. So that would be, let's see, that would be
Chair?
On the new. Yeah, am I muted? No, I'm not muted. Yeah. Go ahead. Who is that?
This is Nancy. For placement on the agenda, I move.
That's
that
what
we
I'm going to do.
Well,
okay,
I'm
ahead.
Yeah, I'm asking that since the tenure extension of LSB is important for saving money and getting out of the even numbered years, but that motion can be made by next year, and it would avoid somebody voting for their own extension. It has to be done by next year, though. So we have more time with this, but I think this motion would alleviate a lot of injustice if there is deemed injustice by this committee, and I think it should be done right away.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. What we're going to do is we're going to place it on the new business, and new business is item number 5. So are you saying to are you making a motion to postpone the motion on tenure of LSB? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying not to put it as first. Put the other motion first.
Okay. Are there any objections to that? Okay, hearing no objections. The motion's number 5 on the new business. Okay. Moving on with the agenda. Are there any other items for the agenda? If not, we will move for approval of the agenda. Are there any other items for the agenda? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on. Everybody got the minutes? And they will resend again. Are there any objections to approving the May 26, 2021 minutes?
This
okay, you can always make corrections afterwards. Go ahead, Arlene.
Yeah, there was an item in there I wasn't sure about. I didn't remember it from last time. Sorry, I'm trying to find it right now. It was about, what was it that the minutes say that we forwarded it to the Finance Committee? I'm going to have this in a minute in my hands. Governance minutes, give me one second, I'm very sorry.
That's okay.
I thought voted this down, the motion on the bylaws concerning the budget approval by the LS, of the LSU.
That was defeated.
Because the minutes say that this was referred to the PNB Finance Committee.
Really? Nancy, is that true? Was that motion referred to the Finance Committee?
That's what I heard on there. When there is a difficulty in approving a station's budget by the LSB, then Eileen made a kind of a friendly amendment or something, but we did not pass it. And then I heard on the recording that this will be referred to the Finance Committee.
Okay.
I'll check it again. If Eileen...
Okay, we have to chair the Finance Committee. So, Secretary, it's your responsibility to make sure that any motion that's referred gets to that committee. James first.
I have two things to say now based on your last comment. One is, I believe William Heerwagon moved to refer it to the Finance Committee, and that was approved. That's my recollection. And the second thing is, I asked the secretary of the Finance Committee if he had received the referral, and he said no. So I think the proper way to do this would be to have the secretary write up the referral and send it to natfinance@groups.io, and I'll repeat that if you need me to, Nancy, so that we get, you know, not my personal rendition of what it is, but something from the secretary certifying that the committee referred it.
Okay.
So may I repeat that address, Nancy?
Yeah, repeat that address, please. This way.
Send it to me. Text it to me.
Okay. It's NAT, N-A-T, the word finance, the word committee, @groups.io, and that's the address.
.io, okay.
Point of order or point of general privilege?
Go ahead.
Yes, James, could you please just send that to Nancy instead of spelling it out here?
Yeah, email it to her as well, please, James. Thank you. Okay, so any motions that's recommended to go to a committee, that's referred to a committee, secretary, please try to get those motions to the committees. And any motions that are actionable, that will be part of my actionable to the PNB. Those motions will be part of my committee report when I do a committee report at the PNB. Okay?
Right. Nancy?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Since it has not been sent yet to the Finance Committee, if our committee would like to review it, what was written here, and we want to add something to it.
No. Hold on, Nancy. No, you have to make a motion to rescind, and I believe maybe James or somebody could help me. I believe the motion to rescind, you have to notice it. You can notice the motion to rescind tonight, but it won't come up to next month.
7 days.
Is that what you want to do?
Point of privilege, just as Michael White, I just wanted to
let
you know that I joined several minutes ago. But
okay, Michael's just present. Yep. I have you down.
Thank you, Michael, for being in the house.
Michael
appreciate
White
it.
From BAI.
Michael DBY, yeah. Okay, so that's the procedure, Nancy. There was a decision made already. There was a vote taken to refer it. If you want to rescind it, then you have to notice it. And then you have to notice it for 30 days, and it'll come up at the next governance committee meeting. So are those your intentions?
It's not my motion. No, I just, someone said, I forgot who it was, Eileen, or that it's not finished or it's not satisfactory, or she thought it might need more work. Anyway, I just wanted to say we could make a motion tonight and
no,
fix it.
Go ahead, Nancy. Are you finished?
So I will send it to the whatever that.
What are you sending? Okay. Send the motion to the finance committee.
To the finance committee.
Okay. I think I heard Eileen. Did I hear Eileen?
Sorry, I was just protesting. We went through this. This was on last month's agenda. We don't need to deal with it again.
Okay.
That's not.
So there's no motion to rescind. So the motion is going to be forwarded to the National Finance Committee for the edification, and the National Finance Committee will then send it back to us with their information, with their input. Okay? All right. So approval minutes are done. Bylaws Revision Task Force report.
Lawrence, this is James. May I be recognized?
Hi, James. Yeah, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say that we just went through this rescinding question on the Finance Committee, and what was done there, and I'm not saying that this is what should be done everywhere, but it was stated there that the rule was to rescind, you need 7 days' notice. So theoretically, somebody could notice 7 days before the next meeting to rescind. It wouldn't have to be an entire month. But that's on my information and belief. It's not a quote from Robert's Rules or anything else. And
yeah,
then I had one other question.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm not looking at it right now. I apologize. I'm on my phone. But did the motion say that because I think it was referred to the Finance Committee, which I interpreted as, and I think it was William's explanation of his motion, his motivation of it, that this belongs in the Finance Committee and that it would just be referred to the Finance Committee and then they would deal with it. It was not, I think William was saying it wasn't in the jurisdiction of governance. He can correct me on that. And then the other question would be, is that in the motion that we should send it back after we consider it?
Well, it doesn't have to be an emotion. I believe it's common courtesy and decorum to provide some kind of report in regards to what happened to the motion, to the committee that referred it. And in regards to the 7-day notice, I believe that in Robert's Rules of Order, it's 30 days. But I don't have a problem with somebody noticing a motion to rescind with 7 days' notice. I'm okay with that. I don't have a problem with that. Please put yourself on mute if you're not speaking. Or is that me? Okay. All right. So, so the motion is referred to the Finance Committee. And if we could just get a brief report, I agree with William that it's not the purview of this committee to deal with financial matters. It's with governance matters, and I believe that's why we dealt with it, because it became a governance matter. So, and that's why we looked at it, and that's why we're referring it to the appropriate committee to be vetted and just as common courtesy, if we could get edified in regards to what happened with that motion, that would be great. Okay. Is there any further discussion on this? Go ahead.
Yeah, James, just very briefly. You know, of course, as a common courtesy, I wouldn't mind making a report to the committee, but I certainly wouldn't want it to be considered anything more than a courtesy, not to set a precedent, because, I mean, if we wanted a report, we should have said so at the time. That would have been part of our consideration of the matter. And I think we need to say that if we expect it. But in this instance, I will gladly make a courtesy report back to the committee.
Okay. So we have done it's been
I would like to make a comment on that motion.
Hold on, Alan. I'll go right. Go ahead, Alan. You comment on the motion. Go ahead, Alan.
Yes.
Go ahead, Alan.
And it's not clear how it is worded, but it might be that it is a motion to amend the bylaws to say something different than what they do say. And we cannot amend the bylaws. We cannot make motions to amend the bylaws. All we can do is send a recommendation to the national board that they amend the bylaws. So we should be careful to word it this, that it is simply a recommendation to the national board. It is not an actual amendment.
Thank you, Alan. Alan, that was a good point. So all I got to say is that this committee has referred other motions and other items to other committees, and it didn't specifically say to report back. It's just common practice that you know, it's in a point of decorum that, you know, these things be practiced, because this way something that was referred out of this committee, a report could come back to this committee as to why actions were taken. That's all I'm saying. You could call it a courtesy. I call it, we have practiced this before on this committee where things were referred out, and reports were without specifically asking for the thing to come, the thing to report back in the motion. Okay, so I think we exhausted that, right? So now bylaws revision task force. And remember, folks, we have a time certain of 8 o'clock. We set that special rule last year, okay? 8 o'clock, 11 o'clock Eastern time, 10 o'clock Central. Bylaws revision task force, a police report. Who wants to give the bylaws revision task force report? Hello? Am I muted? No, I'm not muted. Hello? Anybody hear me?
Request for information.
We hear you.
Okay. Go ahead, Nancy. Stay. Ask your question.
So, my question is, what are you saying? Bylaws what?
Bylaws revision task force report. That's a 10-minute item. So I believe you are on that committee. Do you have a report?
Oh, yes. We had trouble making getting people to come, and we found the problem. It was the list was not correct on Otis McClay's, you know, the task force list. So we have made corrections, and now everybody will get the automatic reminders.
Okay.
The next meeting will be the first Wednesday of July.
First Wednesday of July, okay. And that's, I believe that's the third, right?
Oh, I don't have a calendar here. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Okay, it's all right. That's fine.
And also, our secretary, Janine Ron, is sending a request on what is the best day. If Wednesday is not good, do they want a Friday? Because we don't have too many days open. She's asking and hoping to get answers. That's all.
From who? From this committee?
Yeah, the task force.
Okay. Oh, so she's sending out like a Google poll, like a whatever they call that poll.
I'm not sure how she's going to do it, but she.
Okay.
She may have already done it. I don't know. She hasn't. I haven't gotten it. So.
Okay. Well, so there's no additional report, right?
No, we couldn't. We only two or three people came, so we wanted to have more people before we did it.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll move on.
And yes, we did decide something on motions or bylaw amendments. We want to have one on each separate email thread. And Alan Beek had volunteered to kind of supervise that, so that one motion or one amendment on each email thread, and it goes to everybody on the committee.
Okay.
I will need a list of all those who are on the committee. I'm not clear on that yet.
Yes, and there will be more people joining from the LSBs on the task force.
Okay, great. Thank you for your attention to that task force. I guess you will get those names to Alan, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think all right, good.
Otis sent it to all of us. I'll resend it again. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we're on the KPFA motion on public meetings. Now we could talk about the merits. Who wants the floor? I would take an objection and a proponent.
Excuse me, Chair. This is Eileen.
Yeah,
William for the stack.
Hold on.
I have a substitute motion. When would I introduce that?
You have an amendment?
A substitute.
Okay. You could state your substitute now because you're recognized to have the floor. Go ahead.
Thank you. It's very short. I move that each station submit its procedures and rules for its public meetings held on Zoom or a similar platform to the Governance Committee. The committee will review these for any conflicts with the Pacifica bylaws or the California Corporate Code. Period.
Okay. So that's a motion. So that motion gets discussed first, and then we will vote whether the substitute is in order. Then we will vote whether to adopt the substitute and replace if that substitute prevails, then it will replace the motion that's currently on the floor. So I would take
William.
Go ahead, William.
Before we go any further, I'd like to hear the original motion, if it's not too long. I think I can't see it right now.
It's long. Who wants to read it? I read it and my gums hurt now.
Well, give me a summary. I don't remember what it is.
Okay, the summary is that the maker of the motion feels that that the KPFA LSB is violating the open meetings codified in the bylaws and probably codified in the CPB and FCC, and she also quotes California Corporate Code. She also quotes the Article 7, Section 6 on meetings from the bylaws. She quotes California Government Code. She also quotes a resolution that enable the KPFA LSB to set those rules. The gist of it is that. Anybody want to add to that? Maybe I'm completely off base. Is that what the gist of the I think the ads and the remedy is to allow people to, one, film the LSB when it's an open session, and also since we are doing virtual meetings, to also have the public be able to use the chat feature in the Zoom meetings. Is that the gist of it, Nancy? Did I get that right?
Yes, there was a little bit of a misunderstanding on the what I quoted. I didn't quote that many different things. I just quoted the bylaws and the California recording law, which covers governmental meetings. And I made the revisions of the typos and the little tiny things I made. I sent everybody now revision number one, and this is with a cleaner one.
Okay. But it doesn't change the nature of the motion. You're just doing grammatical corrections, right?
Yeah, where the phone is typing something different than what I said, you know, what I typed.
Okay.
I cleaned it up. Carol,
right.
The staff.
Hold on, Carol. I think William still has the floor. William, do you still have the floor, William?
Okay. What is there more than one, therefore be it resolved, or is it just one? I'd like to hear that.
Okay. Scheller?
Yeah, read the very, I think there's only one whereas, and that's at the very beginning.
No, not whereas. You can read that. It's about being resolved that. What is the motion
trying
resolved.
To do? Oh, being resolved. Okay.
Oh. Shall I read from there? Yeah. Shall I read that, Chair?
Go ahead.
Okay. I put, therefore, be it moved that the PMB instruct the governance bodies that A, recording of audio or video of any open PMB committee meetings, including LSB and LSB committee meetings by PMB committee members or other LSB members.
What?
Nancy, did
and,
we lose you?
I caught another typo. I said have or, and it should be and. The public cannot be prohibited. Okay, I'll correct that and send it. And B, the second thing is that the use of the Zoom chat feature by the public in the PNB committees in LSB and LSB committee meetings shall be allowed. And C, the PNB deems the KPFA LSB resolution of August 18, 2018, referred to above as null and instructs the KPFA LSB to amend those minutes by adding the word nullified with the date executed, and orders the KPFA LSB to make the following announcement in its meeting notices.
Okay, that's fine. I, unfortunately, William, that's
thank you.
Not in order right now. What's in order is a substitute. That's why we could be discussing. Okay, so I hope that informed your vote somehow. Eileen, can you, anybody?
Carol,
have
Carol for the staff.
Oh, that's right, Carol. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Yeah, this is a question for, actually, maybe Lawrence. So, Lawrence, it's my understanding that the PNB meetings are now on Zoom. Is that correct?
Yes.
Are those PNB meetings open to the public on the Zoom? In other words, do they call in by Zoom and they have access to the chat and to do video recordings of the PNB meetings?
That's an excellent question, Carol. And all I can tell you is no. The meetings are not open to the public, which I don't agree with. They're not open to the public, and there's no public participation.
So it would seem strange to me to single out a station when the PNB, that is the policy making and management body for the organization, is not doing the same thing.
Yeah, but Nancy, the motion maker of the motion that's not on the floor right now, it does mention that recording of audio or video of any open PNB committee meetings, including LSB, so forth and so on, in public, so the Zoom feature can be used by the public in PNB meetings. So it is looking to open it up to the public. So that's all I can say about that, Nancy. I mean, Carol. But, you know, the answer to your
question, I'm just wondering why the maker of a motion would single out one station when other bodies aren't doing that. And I understand. The
okay.
other issue is, I wonder if this has been legally researched, because, as I mentioned before, California Corporate Code, the section that you read applies only to government organizations. And that is different from nonprofits. So I would move that we table this motion and get a legal opinion on that before that the maker of the motion or others get a legal opinion on that matter, because
okay, Carol,
it's inappropriate to have amateur legal.
Carol?
Yes.
Please, wait a second. So what's on the floor right now is not the motion that you want to table. It's a substitute motion that that Eileen submitted. So that's what we should be discussing, not the motion that's that Eileen's attempting to substitute.
Oh, can you get that? Can you reread that, Eileen?
Yes. Let me grab it. And I'm not sure if it, you know, fits here. Where did it fit? Here it is. I move that each station submit its procedures and rules for its public meeting.
Can you speak up, Eileen? I could barely hear you.
Really? I'm speaking right into
you.
The...
Please speak up a little.
All right. Is this better?
That's better, yeah.
Can you tell me if this is any better?
That's much
Hello?
Better.
That's good. Thank you, Eileen.
Oh, sorry. Now I'm holding the phone to my head, so sorry. Okay, I hope this is appropriate to the other motion, but it seemed like the other motion was kind of
well,
a little
substitute.
Convoluted.
Just
in my...
the substitute.
I'll just read it. Substitute. Okay. I move that each station submit its procedures and rules for its public meetings held on Zoom or a similar platform to the Governance Committee. The committee will review these for any conflicts with the Pacifica bylaws or the California Corporate Code.
Okay. So that's what's on the floor. I will take one more in favor of it and one opposed.
Yeah, it has to be on the stack, Michael White.
Go ahead, Michael, D-D-White, W-B-A-I.
So... I'm in favor of the substitute resolution as a better resolution than the originally proposed resolution. I think the because it works to find out what's being done and what the options are before reaching judgment and pronouncing, and I think the in contradistinction to the other resolution, which gets into a whole bunch of stuff that, some of which I could, there's one specific part I can disagree with, and one which I am absolutely in disagreement with is much too complicated. I would say that the only other alternative would be another substantive motion, which would be to... do what we ought to be doing rather than getting into a lot of micromanaging mishmash.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Anyone else? Anyone in favor of the motion?
Yes. Daniel, can I
go
speak?
Ahead, Daniel, you have the floor.
Yes. I like the original motion the way it is. I'm at KPFA. We have this denial of our right to people's right to videotape it, that is a very bad restriction. I would like to remove that. And so I very much favor this original motion.
So you're in opposition to the substitute. Okay.
Can I say that maybe that other one, it seems like a good idea. We could go over that someday. But right now, what we need is the right to videotape. That's the important thing we need right now. That's important.
Okay.
Sure, this
thank
is
you,
James.
Daniel. Go ahead, James. Are you in favor or opposed?
Well, I'm glad you're asking me that because I think you said something about you're going to take one more in favor and one more opposed. And I think the purpose of committees is to beat the hell out of these questions.
I would allow discussion.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea because that's what the committee is for. And I just want to add one other thing, if I may, and that is I would like to amend Eileen's substitute to have it add consult Robert's Rules 12th edition, because the 12th edition has updates on electronic meetings that are relevant in this era of Zoom and Maestro calls and such. So I just want to add Robert's Rules to her list of things that we should consult, and specifically 12th edition, the new edition.
Okay, thank you.
My understanding is it doesn't say anything about using chat, which is one of my concerns, but I'd like to see what it does say. And I don't have a copy yet. I'll get one.
Okay. So that's an amendment to the substitute motion.
Yes.
So now we go to the amendment. Are there any, is anyone in opposition to the amendment?
Carol.
I have a question.
Hold
You're
on,
talking
Nancy.
About
I heard Carol first, Nancy. Please wait.
No, I'm asking you what you're asking. You're asking against the amendment. Which one? Eileen?
No. Now we're talking about James just submitted an amendment, Nancy.
Oh,
so that's what we're discussing.
The amendment.
Now.
Okay.
Right. The amendment to the substitute. Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, I really appreciate what James said, that, you know, there may be new, we're in new territory with use of chat, having meetings, use of video, how video is used, how it's attributed, what kind of information is shared on video. If there is defamation going on, which sometimes happens, are we going to allow people to put that up, and Pacifica becomes responsible? So I think there's some issues here that we need to be looking at, and it seems to me that it might be more in order for us to table this motion, do some research, and come back with some research so we can have more clarity in our discussion if we want to move forward with this at all. So I move to table it.
There's a motion to table. The motion to table is not debatable. Now, I just want to say one thing. I did say that I will take one and one. Now, as the chair, I have the discretion to extend the discussion. So I just want to put James in check because I think he thought that I was trying to cut off the discussion. That's not what I was trying to do at all. Okay.
Lord, the man, response.
It's not debatable.
It's not debatable.
So then we don't have any discussion. Not one
at one. Hold on. One at a time. What, William?
If it's not debatable, we don't discuss it at all. We just go and vote.
Right, okay. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to go to a vote.
No, you were trying to say one for each side. There's none for each side.
All right. No, I didn't say no. That's what William, that's what James said I said before I extended the discussion on the substitute motion. Then the motion was amended. Now there's a motion to table, which takes precedent, and it's not debatable. Secretary, please take the roll on the motion.
Lawrence, this is James, with a point of personal privilege and a point of order.
State your point of personal privilege, James.
Point
of order first. State your point of order.
Okay, the point of
order. To the bathroom.
The point of order is that I think you can only have two amendments, and so we had the original motion, we had Nancy's amendment, then we had my amendment, and then somebody moved the table. I don't know if that's considered an amendment, but I don't know if
no,
it's
that's
in
not,
order.
That's not an amendment. That's a higher motion than
okay.
the motion
I believe you're right.
To amend.
Yeah, I believe you're right. I agree with you.
Thank you.
But that's the point of personal privilege, Lawrence.
Please take the roll. Go ahead, take Lawrence, go
point
ahead, that's your point
purpose.
Of personal privilege.
Yes,
in the
thank you.
Of a vote, you want to
thank
vote
you.
After the vote?
Well, you've used my name twice, and I just wanted to try to sort that out before it fades. I just wanted to say that, you know, you said you wanted to check me, which is okay, but I just wanted to say that what I was – trying to do is not disagree with you or claim that you were doing something that you weren't supposed to do or anything like that. It was just the point that in committee, the idea of committee is that you have full discussion of things before they end up in the PMB, and then you have to have another whole full discussion taking up the PMB time. We should beat the hell out of these things here to save that from having to be done in the future. That's the whole purpose.
That's a good point. Now, that's
but I didn't mean to disparage you or anything like that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, James. Nancy, please take the vote on the motion. I'm sorry.
Chair, point of order. I have a question.
No, there's no more point of orders.
No, I don't know what we're voting on. I don't know what we're voting on. Are we voting to table
voting to table. Okay, I'm sorry. Is that Vanessa?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Vanessa. Ask your question.
So which one are we voting on, the substitute or the main motion?
We're voting on all three. We're voting to table the whole discussion and then all three, the original motion, the motion to substitute, and James' amendment, because the motion to table has higher ranking than substitute or motion. So,
Nancy,
please take the roll. I hope that clarifies it for you, Vanessa.
Okay. This is Nancy, and if I I'm busy making deleting everything about the chat and just leave the,
Nancy, we're taking the roll on the table. I don't know what you're talking about. Take the roll on the table, please. Carol's motion to table.
Okay, to table yes or to table no. That tables everything, right, about this motion?
Right.
Yes.
Right. Okay, Alan Beek from KPFK.
I vote no to not table.
Alan B. votes no. Daniel Borgstrom from KPFA.
No, do not table.
Daniel Borgstrom, no to table. William Crozier from KPFT. I don't think he's here. Okay, can I hear you, Bill, if you're here, Crozier? WPFW, Vanessa Dixon-Briggs.
Pass.
Vanessa, pass. William Heerwagen from WBAI.
No.
William votes no. Wally James from KPFT.
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Lydia Ponce from KPFK. Lydia?
Pass.
I can't hear. Pass. Lydia passes. Okay. Look. Okay. Eileen Rosen from WPFW.
Pass.
Eileen, pass. Okay, James Sagerton from WBAI.
No.
James votes no. Nancy Tabar and Aditomi, what am I doing? I vote no. KPFA, Tom Voorhees.
No.
Tom votes no. Michael D.D. White from WBAI.
No.
Michael votes no. Lewis Wolf from WPFW. To table. Yes or no? Lewis, I cannot hear you. Did we lose Lewis?
Still on the call.
I don't know. Okay. I'm sorry.
Lewis votes no. Okay. Carol Wolfley from KPFA. Carol?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Okay. Okay, we have yes is two yes.
Go to the pass. Passes, Nancy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, Vanessa Dixon-Briggs from WPFW. How do you vote?
No.
Vanessa Dixon-Briggs votes no. Okay, Lydia Ponce from KPFK.
No.
Lydia votes no. Okay, Eileen Rosen from WPFW.
I'll vote no, since that's going to carry.
Okay, Eileen Rosen votes no. Let's see, did we get it all? Okay, so we have two yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11, no. Did I get it right? Did anybody check me?
Did you go ask for chair's vote?
Yes, thank you, chair. We have two yes, 11 no. How do you wish to vote?
I present, not voting. Thank you.
Present, not voting. Thank you.